we get things underway this afternoon with a celebration, though, because it is the month of April, and well, still got a week to go. And if you haven't found a way to sing a song, give a thank you, or maybe even a hug, if it seems right, to your favorite occupational therapist, please do so, because April is Occupational Therapy Month. And we are joined in studio by a couple of folks who work through St. Joseph Healthcare, Melissa Ormsby, Rachel Wintle. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. Let's talk first of all about the job for anybody who doesn't know. Melissa, what exactly does an occupational therapist do?
Well, an occupational therapist helps individuals of all ages, from infants and children up to the elders, complete their day-to-day activities. So that might be anywhere from feeding themselves, bathing themselves, dressing themselves, to caring for a loved one, caring for a pet, managing their home, or participating with their hobbies.
That's excellent. And Rachel, is it just physical needs, or do you take into account other factors, other challenges as well?
It is very holistic care. So we're looking at the entire person, psychosocial, physical. It's really, you had mentioned earlier, your skills. It's skills for the job of living. Any of those tasks that anyone has to perform on a daily basis, those are the kinds of things that we look at and help people to achieve the greatest level of independence with.
So obviously, and of course I come at this from an educational standpoint as a teacher, and we talk about individualized educational programs, but it's the same thing. I'm sure that everything has to be tailored to the individual and what their specific needs might be at any given time.
Not only their needs, but also their goals. And that's the nice thing about occupational therapy. People get excited about participating, working with us, because we're there to help them do whatever's the most important thing to them, help them accomplish whatever barrier, obstacle they have that's getting in the way of them doing that given activity.
And I would think too, Melissa, that you find yourself obviously working with primary care physicians, but also with family members too, to figure out what's best.
Very much so. A lot of our job, I work primarily in home health, and I work with both home health patients and hospice patients. And family is a large role in their care. In order for family members to give the best care to a patient, they also have to care for themselves. So we're looking to see, you know, what can family do to help them meet their goals, or what can we do for family to make their job a little bit easier?
That's fantastic. Now, for people who might be interested in doing this in their career, I have to assume that this is a field that's growing, that there are a lot of opportunities out there.
It is a field that's growing. We are fortunate enough to have Husson University here, who they happen to have an occupational therapy program. So we're very well staffed in the area with new graduates from that program. But we work in all settings. We work in hospitals. We work in schools. We work in correctional facilities. Melissa, help me. What am I forgetting?
Home health, hospice, some acute rehab centers. There's even some specialty services for those wishing to return to paid work, or, driving. A lot of times they help with driving if you have special training for that. So the possibilities are endless.
Now, when you're working with a client, do you develop the program for them?
It's actually between the patient and I. So we help in seeing where they're at right now, what their goals are to achieve, and then I help them develop a plan of how we're going to get there.
How did you find this profession? What drew you to this?
Certainly, it's a helping people profession. But Melissa and I were talking on the way in. The one unique thing about occupational therapy is that we have the flexibility to be creative. There's not an instruction manual for occupational therapy. There's no, quick reference. We really have to determine what the patient's goals are and work creatively to get there. We might use a non-traditional technique, piece of equipment. We might modify something ordinary that's sitting around the patient's home in order to help them get a specific task done.
Melissa, is there any common misunderstandings out there?
There very much is. So a lot of people think that we're there to either find them a job or get them back to their paid job. And that's not true, although that can be a possibility. We are there to help them with any of their occupations. And like I said, occupations are day-to-day activity, anywhere from feeding yourself to getting back to paid work or caring for someone else.
Any others that you can think of that people either misunderstand or think you do that you don't actually do?
The only other common misconception is that, you know, OTs only work with the arms. They only work with the upper body, and physical therapists work with the lower body. I mean, you had mentioned it earlier, the holistic care, and that's what we're about. We're treating the whole person. We're looking at balance and strength and coordination and vision, hearing, and we're going to take that all into account when we tailor a program specifically for each patient.
What's the most satisfying part of the job for you?
I can just say, you know, when someone achieves their goals, patients get really excited when you've helped them achieve their goals and they want you to come back. They want to work on that next milestone, that next obstacle, and conquer it.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, we thank you both for your work. You're doing great things out there, making a difference, and that always feels good at the end of the day.
It does.
And have a wonderful rest of Occupational Therapy Month, although why isn't that just all year? Why do we have
to limit that to
a month, right?
Well, the more education, the more this profession's going to grow.
There you go. Well, thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
From our friends at St. Joseph Healthcare, Melissa Ormsby, Rachel Wintle, celebrate, help her. You see them, wave, bring them a cake. You could stop right into St. Joe's with a cake, maybe cookies, something like that. That would
Absolutely.
Be okay, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Chocolate, that's always a favorite.
Oh, perfect. Occupational Therapy Month, this month of April.